You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Greg Olsen-driven first-ever tight end university is ongoing this week in Nashville, Tennessee, with more than 50 NFL tight ends in attendance. As it turns out, none of those tight ends are named Tim Tebow. This, of course, led to a nice exchange between Max Kellerman and Kittle on ESPN's First Take.
Thank you, Tim, for your application. Unfortunately, we have a limited amount of space at tight end. I got you.
Well, you know what, Max? It's just one thing that's hard for me is, like, how do I not invite, like, because if I can't invite every tight end, how do I not invite, like, a second or third string guy in a team that's been playing tight end since he was 18 years old in high school? And, like, nothing against Tim Tebow. I hope that he has incredible success this year. I hope he has 10 touchdowns. I hope he has a great year. But it's hard for me to invite someone to this that just started playing the position when I can't invite a guy that's been playing it for 8 to 10 years. That's just hard for me.
Tebow linked up with an old friend in Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer this offseason, who is allowing him to try out at tight end, which, you know, he's not, according to George Kittle. Always next year, Tim. Long live the 12s. The Seattle Seahawks announced Tuesday that they will welcome their fans back to Lumen Field for a full capacity crowd this fall, having received approval from the NFL and from state and local public health and government officials. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll said, "Can't wait to see those 12s. Can't wait to see the 12s. I know they're coming. I know somebody is going to be in those stands. Can't wait to get you out there." How many fans are coming back to the stadium, Russell?
Unlimited. You gotta be unlimited.
All right, then. What do you get when you cross a Carolina Panther and an Indianapolis Colt? Well, that's easy. A two-headed failed quarterback. Oh, no, come on. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Yep, those Sam Darnold Panthers will head to Grand Park Sports Campus in Westfield, Indiana, for 2 days of joint practices with the Carson Wentz Colts on August 12th and August 13th. The Panthers will also host the Ravens for 2 days of work on August 18th and 19th at Wofford College in Spartanburg. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule likes the idea of Darnold getting some extra work in against a real opponent as he learns what will be a new offensive system, all without the risk of getting hit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the joke. Veteran NFL defensive back, career special teamer, and rugby player since birth, Nate Ebner announced he had to withdraw from a tryout with the USA rugby team ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. He said, "After the 2020 NFL season, I had an injury that required off-season surgery. While my recovery is on track for the next football season, unfortunately the timetable did not align with the trials for the games." The 32-year-old played more than 300 special team snaps for the Giants in 2020 after a 7-year career with the New England Patriots. Ebner made the 2016 United States National Rugby Team, which competed in the Olympics last time around, but just not to be here in 2021. Though Ebner is still technically a free agent, head coach Joe Judge said the Giants fully intend for him to be in New York back in mid-May. And let's finish our Wednesday update with our speed round, following up on Stats' lead story from Tuesday, with Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib set to become the first openly gay player to take part in an NFL regular season game. His jersey was the top-selling NFL jersey across the Fanatics network both Monday and Tuesday. The NFL also announced in a statement that it would match Nassib's $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project. Going to dial up a new school cliche here and saying, file that under things you love to see. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed first-round outside linebacker Joe Tryon to his rookie contract. The Minnesota Vikings have announced promotions in the personnel department, including Ryan Monens and Jamal Stevenson being named co-directors of player personnel. Ties, of course, go to the Spielman. Free agent wide receiver Golden Tate told SiriusXM NFL Radio his current wish list includes the Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts, and Los Angeles Rams. If you need the details here, Tate is 32 and coming off a 388-yard, two-touchdown season. He also told SiriusXM he's aging like a fine wine. Kind of sounds like a fine wine you might have to age until a training camp wide receiver injury, and then you pop that thing like it's 2010. That is Golden Tate's draft year. All right, that's it. We got to go, or we're going to start aging like milk. That's the latest in the news of the NFL for Wednesday, June 23rd. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for more content from the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.